Van der Zanden seemed to be struggling with Quincy's question. He finally shook his head. "I wasn't aware of anything," he said, then added more reluctantly, "I'm an adult, however, and an authority figure. In other words, while I try to be in touch with my students, I'm still probably not the best judge of what really goes on among 20 adolescents during a 30-minute recess." "What about close friends of Danny's who might be able to tell us more?" "I don't think Danny has close friends. He's quiet, keeps to himself." A thought seemed to strike Van der Zanden all at once. "You know, there was this incident not too long ago." Quincy and Rainey perked up. "There's this older boy, Charlie Kenyon. Do you know him?"
"Oh, sure."
Rainey supplied for Quincy. "Charlie's the son of our former mayor, 19 now. A bit too much money, way too much free time. He was sent off to military school back east 4 years ago, but he returned last spring no worse for the wear. Now he fancies himself some kind of minor hood. Hangs out where he's not wanted, drives under the influence every other weekend. We've brought him in half a dozen times, but it's always misdemeanor stuff and his father's quick with bail money and high-priced lawyers. I don't get the impression Charlie's feeling a need to reform anytime soon." Van der Zanden nodded his head with real emotion. "That's Charlie. About 2 months ago, he started hanging around our school after hours. Teachers would see him lounging outside the fence, talking to kids on the playground. As long as he was on the street side of the fence, however, there was nothing we could do. Then one day, Mrs. Lund saw Charlie hand Danny a cigarette through the fence. She immediately took the cigarette away from Danny and wrote him up, but there was nothing she could do about Charlie. He told the boy not to sweat it. Detention is when all the fun stuff happens, or something like that. We sent a note home to Danny's parents, and we never caught him smoking again. But we'd still see Charlie around. I don't know why he insisted on bothering us at the K-8. You'd think he'd be more interested in the high school.